Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show I was guided to create so that you'd have a place to go and ask those questions that you haven't been able to figure out with your own brain, so that you can get the answer from your guidance, your angels, whatever divine beings you believe in. So if you have a question today, give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And feel free to go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's all sorts of wonderful free information there for you to read. I also offer a free 20-minute discovery session for new people. And if you are interested in that, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on the Schedule Now button, and book your discovery session. This is your life, and these are your choices, and you deserve to have a phenomenal life. So today I have a special guest, and her name is Elizabeth Fadu, and I'm going to let Elizabeth tell you about her. Okay, Elizabeth, you're on. Elizabeth. Okay, Elizabeth, if you're talking, we can't hear you. All right, I'm not sure what the problem is. So I'm going to click on someone else and make sure that you guys are actually hearing me. Make sure I'm not muted. I'm not. All right. Area code 256. Hi, who's
Hello?
This?
Hello? My name is
Okay,
Kimberly.
You can hear me. Yay. Your name is Kimberly?
Correct.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't know what's happening with Elizabeth, but if you want to go ahead and start, maybe she'll call back in and maybe then it'll work. So what's going on in your life, Kimberly?
Well, my son is going off to college, and I'm about to embark on a career change. I'm making a decision to go back to school.
Well, that can be exciting and scary.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about all of these changes?
Well, a little uncomfortable, but, you know, you have to get out your comfort zone. You can't keep doing what you've been doing and not having any passion about something. You have to go after your dreams and do what you really wanted to do instead of maintaining the status quo, because it does nothing for your spirit when you just are complacent.
And that is so incredibly true. Well, Let me check and see if we can hear Elizabeth this time because she did call back in.
Okay.
Elizabeth, are you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh,
yay.
Yeah. I don't know what that was about. I thought, okay, I just better call back in fast. So I missed the question, though. So.
Well, actually, Kimberly hasn't really asked a question yet. She was just telling me about what's going on in her life. So, Kimberly, now, what is your question? What are you looking for answers about?
Well, my question is, in regards to me transitioning to a new career and going back to school, just the direction with the money, the finances, because I'm also a single mother and my son's going to college.
That's Kimberly. Okay. That's so interesting. This is Elizabeth. Hi. So I'm just having this funny little chuckle here only because I remember when my kids were a lot younger and I used to tease them and say, I'm going to go back to college with you guys. Won't that be fun? We can hang out together and blah, blah. And they would just be like, oh my God, you know, I mean, we actually had a relationship, but it was kind of like, no, I don't want my mother at my college with me. So anyway, just had a little chuckle there. So immediately the angels are just talking about like, ask for the neon sign. You know, if you're having any doubts at all, which I'm not getting that you're having doubts. You're more of your concern is about where's the money going to come from. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. 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 So they're saying, they're just showing me that you're taking just a step at a time and that, you know, and this may seem like a big, like, well, yeah, duh. But there, it's like this feeling of almost slowing down time slightly, because what you're doing is you got, okay, I got this big idea. I got this great thing. So how's it going to manifest? And then we get all anxious about it. Right. And we want it. We want to know right now, where's the money going to be coming from?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so they're showing it. It's almost like you're going in slow motion. And so you got the vision, right? You got the vision of yourself going back to college. You got the vision of your new career. Now maybe you have an idea of what it is. Maybe you have some inkling of an idea. And they're saying just kind of keep an open mind about the possibilities, right? But they're showing what they're showing me is you are going in like these little tiny, tiny steps. So imagine like a little centipede that's moving along and it's just these tiny, tiny little steps. And what you're doing is you're pausing even. So this is where they want you to just kind of slow down a little bit and let it come to you. So because we get so rushed and we're like, we want to see the action now. We want to see what we think is the confirmation that the money's going to be there and all that kind of stuff. So we get, we start rushing around thinking we've got to do a bunch of stuff. Right. So they're just saying, slow down. And they're saying, and then slow down even more and then slow down even more and just take a little step at a time. So you take your whatever first and you kind of like sit with it. And okay, and then you ask your guidance, you know, and say, okay, I'm not seeing what I'm supposed to do next. So my angels laugh and they'll say, you can ask for neon, you know. So you know, sometimes we need something to be real obvious to us because I'm like, I'm just not seeing it. So they're saying, ask for neon, ask for the clear signs of where you're supposed to go next. But as you're in whatever that next step is, just be really be in it. And they're almost showing me, so this is kind of funny. They're showing me that you're sitting, as you're in that whatever step, this moment, they're showing me that you're sitting in a lawn chair reading a book and you have like a glass of wine or a cup of tea or something like that. So they're saying, get comfortable with it and let it, you know, relax and enjoy each moment. So I think that's the read a book, couple, you know, tea or wine or whatever, and sitting down even, you know, it's kind of like you almost, Now, I kind of get this because I tend to be kind of a speed freak, you know, like I'm rushing around, getting it happen, I'm making it happen, da-da-da-da-da-da. So the angels, ha-ha, they're laughing at me. They're saying, this is for you too, darling. So it's like getting comfortable in that moment and really enjoying that moment. So they say that it's important to allow yourself to just be in that moment, enjoy it, kind of wallow around in it, and that it, maybe it'll be you have a book you're reading or a magazine or whatever, and then the idea will come to you. So then you're like, oh, okay, maybe this is my next step. So you almost let it sit a little bit. You're letting it simmer a little bit, and then you see, okay, there's my next step. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Barbara Grace. Oh, they're saying you're going to be hugely successful, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you. Okay. So what I'm getting, Kimberly, is really kind of just an extension of what Elizabeth has just told you. Because the first thing that your guidance is saying is that there have been so many times in your life when things have not turned out the way you expected. They have not turned out the way you planned. And yet it always turns out. You are always provided for. Everything is always there for you because God loves you. And so now you are ready to embark on this new adventure in your life. And so your ego is kicking in and saying, but we have to know how before we can do this. We don't know how, it's not going to work. The how is the most important part. Don't start this if you don't know how. And while the ego is a lovely, lovely thing, frankly, it doesn't know how to do anything. So stop going into that little fear-based ego mind and go back into what you know, your connection with the divine, your connection with your guidance. Because you know what is the right thing for you to do, and you know that you will also always be provided for because you always are. God has never failed you.
You're exactly right. And I was laughing because I was like, what is he doing in my head?
That's my job. I go in your head. No.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. That blessed me. I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that trust is sometimes the most difficult thing for us to do, but it's also the most rewarding. Because when we do move from that trust, and that means that you're not going to know exactly how anything is ever going to work, ever. So just let go of that whole idea.
Right.
And just take it one step at a time. And sometimes that step is a baby step, and sometimes that step is a giant leap, but it's still just one step.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, so they want me to share with you something that I went through. I had agreed to be a part of this Angel Summit, which is going to happen in September. And so, you know, the person that's coordinating it gives me this list of stuff that she needs. And it took me 10 minutes to get her everything on that list except for one thing. And I was guided to create that one thing. Well, this all happened at the end of May, I think. And I was supposed to have that one thing to her by June the 15th. June the 15th came and went. And I'm still trying to figure out how to do what I agreed to do. So I missed that deadline. Well, she didn't notice, and she extended the deadline and made it July the 15th. And I thought, okay, I've got a month. I can do this. July the 15th came and went. I hadn't done a thing on that one thing. I hadn't even tried anything. I hadn't even written anything. Absolutely nothing. And so she extended the deadline again. She never sent me an email saying you've missed your deadlines. But now the deadline is July the 30th. So I decided the day before yesterday that I was going to do it. I didn't know. I had no idea what I was going to do, how it was going to work, nothing. I just decided I'm going to set aside an hour and I'm going to do this. It took me 45 minutes to make a 30-minute recording, post it on a web page, make the web page really pretty, and send her an email. I had been putting that off for 2 months, and it took me 45 minutes to do it.
Wow.
But I got out of that how, and I just did it.
Wow. Yeah, thank you.
So,
I needed that.
Yeah.
I've been procrastinating. Yeah.
and
it
Barbara
always
Grace,
amazes
I'm getting...
me. Oh, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Oh, no, go ahead. You finish first.
I was going to say, it always amazes me when I get out of that ego thinking about, oh, my gosh, I don't know this and I don't know that and I don't know, and I just do what I'm guided to do. Most of the things take less than an hour, which always
yeah.
amazes me because, you know, I will put it off for months. In fact, I have something
mm-hmm.
now that I've been putting off for almost 2 years that I get the feeling I'm going to do. So,
exactly.
Once you
exactly.
get in that flow, everything just works, and you don't have to worry about how. Now, Elizabeth, what were you going to say?
Oh, I just was getting from the angels that I should do the chant for prosperity, that it would just kind of... oh, they're showing me it's like, okay, I don't know why. They're showing me that it's like taking a stick of dynamite and blowing up an old belief or something. Because they
yes.
showed me that it was really clear that the money was going to come and it was all good and everything. But they're just showing, it's funny, they're taking this chance, sticking the stick of dynamite and blowing up. And it's almost like a thought bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let me do that for you.
Okay.
Bota karam lakiyana jai, vada data tilanatamai, kete mange jodapar, kete aganit nahi vichar, kete kaptute vekar, kete lele mukarapai, kete murika kai kai, kete adukabuka sadapar, ebida tari datar, bandakalasi bane hoi, hor akana sake koi. Jeko kayak akanapai, o jane jetia moikai, ape jane ape de, ake se bke ke, jisna bakshe sifitasala, na nikapatashahi patashaho.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Kimberly, are you ready now to get out there, live your life, go to school, learn the new stuff, be an amazing, successful woman, mother, and everything else you've ever dreamed of being?
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you both very much.
You are welcome.
Have a blast.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
wonderful.
You both
thank
have
you
a great
so
day.
Much for calling. You too, sweetie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Much
bye-bye.
Love.
Bye-bye. Okay, Elizabeth, introduce yourself now.
Hello, my name's Elizabeth Sadu. So you'll laugh because you know how every time I do this, I'm like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to introduce myself. I actually did think about this. Like while I was listening to the song, like actually that for me, that was thinking ahead. Because every time I'm like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to say something. And so then I thought it was pretty funny. I was kind of pondering, oh, what shall I say? And then for whatever reason, we couldn't hear me. So anyway, it just cracks me up. So the main thing they're telling me to say right now is that they have named me the Angelic Ambassador of Joy. And I got real clear in the last couple, 3 weeks that is so my job. Like, I just seem to find everything funny, and at times it really gets me in trouble. Because sometimes people are like, why are you laughing? But I am choosing in this crazy, interesting world we're living in to just find the joy in all of it and laugh and keep things silly and have fun with it all. And so that's it. That's what I'm supposed to say today. You can find me on Facebook,
well,
too,
wonderful.
If you want. Yeah, Elizabeth Mataji, Mataji, Sadhu, Sadhu, and I'd love to connect with you there if you wanna hook up.
Okay. Well, then we will go to our next caller and see what they want to hook up about. So, area code 732. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. What can we do for you today?
I would like to know what my angels have to say about my husband and I, our house. We're not happy where we're living, and every time that we try to put our house on the market to move to another place, we're always blocked. And I'd like to know what the angels have to say about that.
Okay. Hi, Gloria. This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. So, first of all, they were showing me, for some reason, they're showing me that to smudge your house. Do you know about smudging?
Yes. I haven't done it
in
a while.
Okay. I don't know. That was just, like, first thing they showed me. So, let's see. What else have you guys got to say about this thing? So it's almost like, okay, they're showing me then also to create, and for some reason they're showing me like a mantle piece, like you have a mantle maybe, to create like a little, almost an altar-ish type thing, but, it's like, you're creating a moving on space, they're calling it. For some reason, there is something, it's like something's holding you there. So they're saying the smudging will help. And okay, you guys, I'm not really understanding this. And they're saying to just keep talking and it will become clear. So they're showing that you're creating, it's almost like an invisible, I guess, something on your mantelpiece, so it's like an energetic place, an energetic space you're creating that's allowing the energy to shift. Okay, I am not quite understanding this yet, so we'll just keep going.
Me either.
Pardon me? Okay,
me
yeah,
either.
I know. So, yeah, so it's like, okay, guys, let's be more clear, please. Okay, so this is where they're like, show me some neon. So there's go ahead.
We brought a number of different realtors into the house, and each time it's the same problem that the house is just, it's not, we paid more than what it's worth. And we're not going to be able to move on because the house is still underwater. And it's also the neighborhood that we're in. The neighborhood that we're in has gone to dirt.
It's gone dirt? Is that what you said?
It's gotten really bad. Like there's a lot of abandoned houses here. And you know, the class of people is not very high class, a lot of them.
Okay, so this is what's going on. This is what I'm getting. Now, we'll get back to the mantelpiece. There's something there. We'll come back to that. But so language, you're languaging around all of it. It's almost like you're going to smudge your house and you're going to shift the energy and how you see it. So you're shifting your language around, this is a desirable house, this is a desirable neighborhood, there's fabulous people who live here, This is an opportunity for the perfect person to come and live in this fabulous house. So they're showing me that it's almost like you guys, you and your husband have to like embrace and be happy and joyful and fill that house up with so much joy and love and light that it bursts out and becomes this magnet for the next people to live there. And they're saying that, okay, that's what they're showing me. I don't know what the thing with the mantle was, but we'll see if we go back there. But they're showing me that you got to be in your space and be happy now and love now and be joyful now and have fun now. That it's about creating your be here now space and wallowing in the gratitude and joy and of what you have now. So they're saying that as you create this, you know, that they're saying that there's a reason you haven't moved yet, and it's because you're looking outward to what's going to make you happy. So it's about being present in that house and creating it, turning it into a joy house. Because who wants to live into a house that's move into a house or buy a house that doesn't have that joy? You're gonna turn it into this joy house. They're even showing me that you guys, you know, even every day or every couple days or whatever, you start having a little ritual where you turn on music and you start dancing around the house, or you get silly and you chase each other around the house, or you just, you know, it's kind of like anything that's going to bring you joy. Maybe it's you're watching a movie, but you're watching a funny movie, and you're generating joy and you're generating excitement and love. Because basically, that's what you guys want and need, right? But
right.
That's what's going to help that house sell. So, okay, now the mantle piece is coming back. They're saying create a joy mantelpiece. So I don't know if you even have a mantelpiece, but you could use, you know, anything. It could be a tabletop. It could be a something sideboard or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
They're saying create somehow, like take a – maybe it's a seashell because you went to the beach and you had one of the best days of your life together at the beach. And here's a seashell that reminds you. Or, you know, maybe it's some beautiful, fun pictures of silliness or joy or laughter or whatever. But it's like together you create a space that's this fun, silly, joyful. And what you're doing is you're creating this energy. And they're showing me that it's starting to burst. It's like bursting the seams. That energy is bursting the seams of your house. And it's like it's exploding out, like fireworks are coming out of the house. And as you guys generate that love and joy and fun and silly, as those fireworks are going off, what's going to happen? People are going to notice your house and they're going to go, oh, man, I love that house. And it's not going to be, oh, the neighborhood, oh, the this, oh, the that, oh, the whatever, you know. They're going to feel that joy. They're going to feel that love. So it's really, this is about as much for you guys being present and creating your joy wherever you are. It doesn't matter where you are. And then you might even decide, we're going to stay here. We're so happy. Or you might create this energy that attracts then the next person. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You're absolutely right. My
right
husband
on.
And I have been down in the dumps. Yeah, we've been down in the dumps about it because, you know, where we are, there's not, you know, the housing market is just awful. And it just feels like we just can never get ahead.
Right. Just turn that around. Say, you know what? It's kind of like they're saying, put that aside a little bit. And don't worry about getting ahead or not getting ahead or we're behind or this, that, or the other thing. They're saying completely focus on creating joy in that space for you too.
Okay.
Create that joy and generate that joy. And things are going to then happen out of that. And don't even worry. It's kind of like don't focus on we got to sell the house, we got to sell the house. Don't even worry about that right now. They're saying just generate the joy and have fun and they're even showing me that there's things you're going to, like you might even move furniture around or you guys are going to do some stuff that's you maybe thought of, but you're like, oh no, we can't do that because we're going to sell the house. Like, you're going to make it a fun and joyful and happy place because
okay. It makes sense.
You guys need it, and it's perfect. And then the fireworks are going off.
Great.
Barbara Grace, you betcha.
Okay. Well, the first thing I was getting, Gloria, when you were talking about the house was your guidance was saying, it's not the house. It's not the house. So what Elizabeth was saying is so totally in alignment with what I was hearing, because it's not the house. It's what you guys actually believe about the house, about the neighborhood, about what's possible. You guys are limiting your ability to move because you have all of these negative beliefs about the house, about the neighborhood, about different situations. So she's right. If you let go of all of that stuff from the past, which is heavy and yucky, crappy kind of stuff, if you let that go and you start looking at your lives and enjoying that house, enjoying each other, enjoying your lives, then people will feel that when they come to look at the house. And you don't have the slightest idea of what a difference you can make in your neighborhood by changing your beliefs about your own house. And just doing little things to just spruce up the house, spruce up the outside and the inside. And it doesn't matter whether you stay there or move, you are just making it a more beautiful place. And when you are coming from that energy, it attracts more people to your house.
Okay.
So I think that you and your husband need to have a nice conversation about what it is that you actually want. Not just about the house, but about your lives, about your marriage, about everything.
Right.
So that you can have a clear understanding of what you are moving towards. Because that's kind of like you're stuck.
You're stuck
in this old pattern. Yeah. And it's time to get out of that old pattern.
Okay. That really makes sense.
Well, great. Well, you know,
let us know
when that house sells or you guys decide not to sell it.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You
Many
are
blessings.
Welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. So we're moving to the caller from area code 443. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Kathy?
Great.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
So what can we do for you today?
I have a question about my soul purpose, if I could get a message from the angels on that.
Okay.
So that was funny when you said that. The angels were showing me S-O-L-E, and then they showed S-O-U-L, and then they showed S-O-L-E.
Funny.
They were like flashing it back and forth. And they're saying, you don't have to have an S-O-L-E. It's all about the S-O-U-L.
They're funny, aren't they?
They are funny. They tend to be funny. So I think their point, what they're telling me is that don't limit yourself at all. And that you have so much going for you. And that really, whatever it is you're doing now, that you are living your soul, S-O-U-L-E, purpose, that you just kind of don't think maybe you are at times, or you get inklings of it, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is it. And then it kind of, you know, floats away like a cloud, and you're trying to grab onto it, right? So they're telling me I'm supposed to share a little brief story about myself. So I was kind of, you know, having the same thing, you know, think we all do that, right? We're on our path and we want to know, what am I supposed to do? What's my purpose? And blah, blah, right? So I was, and I've been doing this for a long time. So you'd think I'd kind of know or whatever, right? We all. So anyway, what I got really clear about, it was kind of like, finally, I feel really clear about it. But it's the same thing I just said. I'm doing it. So me laughing, that's my sole purpose, but not my S-O-L-E. Mm-hmm. It's my S-O-U-L, right? And I'm, you know, I talk to people in the grocery store. That's my S-O-U-L, you know, that's my S-O-U-L, right? Or whatever. I find something humorous in something. That's part of my purpose. So you get what I'm saying.
I do.
Whatever it is you're doing, you know, you're like being in your joy, whatever that looks like. But you know when you're in your joy because so let's say you're taking a walk and you're in the trees and you're just like feeling so happy. And you want to go hug a tree. You're just like feeling so happy and so your heart's expanding and you're whatever. So you go hug the tree and you're like, oh yeah, this is it. That's the feeling. That's what your soul purpose, your S-O-U-L. They keep wanting me to spell it out. Okay, guys. But maybe the next time you're somewhere and you're with they're showing me a dog and you have this moment of you're playing ball with the dog or, you know, whatever it is, and your heart's expanding and you feel this peaceful joy. And that's your soul purpose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that as you be in those joy moments now they're being very silly, but they're saying, let's say you're cleaning the toilet.
That could be joyous. Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're saying, you know, because, you know, we're like, oh, man, I got to go clean the toilet, right? So, well, how can you make that feel joyful, you know? And so that can be your soul, S-O-U-L. Purpose, where maybe you put on some fun music, or maybe you sing a silly song, you make up a silly song about cleaning the damn toilet, right? So it's part of just, you know, being in your joy of whatever it is. And they're showing that then as you really allow yourself to be in that joy and to feel that love and that happy and all that, that more things will unfold that will give you other inklings of what your joy is, your sole purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
S-O-U-L. There's going to be time. Pardon me?
I said, I bet you never spelled it so much in your life.
No kidding. I know. They're funny. Yeah. They're all laughing. Yeah. They're shaking their pom-poms for us, but... so they're saying also then just to give you like a point of reference too. So let's say you're at a dinner party and you're with friends who you've known for a long time and you know, maybe there's somebody new there that you've never met, and you know, maybe the person is making really, you know, obnoxious comments, or let's say even maybe racist comments or whatever. And you get that kind of closed off feeling, right? And that kind of yucky feeling. And then it's kind of like, should I speak up? Should I not? What should I do? This is a dinner party, kind of thing. So as you're feeling that feeling, sit for a moment, even if you can, while you're sitting there, close your eyes even for a moment and just put that person in your heart and shower them with love, you know? So maybe partly, you know, ooh, okay, I don't know if I want to be around that energy. So that can be a choice for you. But then you can also take a moment and shed some love on it. And then, you know, frankly, we're in these crazy times, I think it's more people are speaking up, and it's really awesome. But, you know, if you're in that kind of situation, you have to decide for yourself, and you'll know. So you'll feel it, and you'll be like, okay, speaking up. Oh, yeah, my heart's expanding. My heart's opening. Not speaking
mm-hmm.
up. My heart's shutting down, right? So you're
mm-hmm.
going to then, you know, as you go about in different situations in your life, you'll be so fast at deciding this, you won't even think about it anymore, right? Because you'll be flowing
right.
with it. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a lot of stuff there, but S-O-U-L, baby.
Okay, I got it.
Barbara Gray?
Okay, Kathy, how do I top that?
I know.
Okay, so what I'm getting is guidance wants you to recognize that there's not, you know, a job that you came here to do, not in the traditional sense. It's more a matter of doing what brings you that love and that joy, what brings you that expansion, that light into your life. And so they were talking to me about Mother Teresa, you know, and people talk about Mother Teresa was this wonderful woman and she saved all these people and she made such a difference. But if you look at the world now, you still see that there are people who are starving, people who are suffering, all of the struggling, that it's still going on. Mother Teresa wasn't doing what she was doing in order to fix the world. She was doing what she was doing because it brought her joy, because it
mm-hmm.
brought light.
Yeah.
And so whatever you decide to do, make sure that it brings you that joy, that it brings you that expansive feeling of love. And
mm-hmm.
if it does, then that is exactly what your soul wants you to do. If it doesn't, then you shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not one particular thing that you came here to do, because you came here to learn and to have a deeper understanding of who you truly are. That's why we
mm-hmm.
chose to be in these physical bodies and forget who we are, so that when we remember who we are, it's like, oh, I'm me again, you know, and it feels good. So
mm-hmm.
that's really all we're doing.
Okay.
So let yourself do what feels good to you, what lets you feel that love, that expansion, that joy, and allows you to share that with the world. And that is your soul's purpose.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
In some ways that makes it so simple, and in some ways it makes it so complicated.
Right, exactly. I know. I always want to make everything too complicated, so.
Yeah, but it's simple. Have fun, shine your light, and share it with others. And there you go,
okay.
You're living your purpose.
S-O-U-L.
That's right, baby. Yeah, S-O-U-L.
S-O-U-L. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Much love,
you
Kathy.
You too. Thanks for calling. Okay. Now my computer's being weird. Okay. It's acting like it can't find the server is what it's saying. It's reconnecting to the server.
Oh,
since
boy.
I didn't tell it to disconnect from the server, why does it need to reconnect?
That's funny. You know, server, you know what? I'm going to make a comment about that. Because the other thing I was hearing with Kathy is that one of the things I've been talking to a lot of people who, and we have this, Barbara Grace, it's we've been into serving, right? We're into serving humanity. We're into helping and blah, blah, all that kind of stuff. And so then when we get this real clear message, you know, to go to what brings me joy, what brings me happiness. And that's what we're supposed to do. But it can be so hard for those of us, which is basically, you know, all the light workers, right, who are serving, mm-hmm. want to serve. It feels almost counter to what brings me joy, you know? I mean, you know, serving brings us joy, too, but do you know what I mean? It's like this funny little piece where oh, you mean I am supposed to, this is what I'm supposed to do this? It brings me so much happiness. We're almost suspicious. Like, really? That's what I'm supposed to do? I don't know if I'm sounding a little bit garbled here, but do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. And, you know, we keep being given all of these opportunities to embrace who we are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes that just seems to be so incredibly difficult for us to do.
I was talking to a woman friend recently, and we were talking about how we'd had, seems like we've had these fair amount of interactions recently with very narcissistic people. And so the angels chimed in and they said one of the reasons for that is they were encouraging us. It's like they were making it a recipe to take a pinch, just a little pinch of narcissism and throw that in our lives. Which I thought was really kind of cute, you know.
Oh, well, that's so sweet of them. Okay, well, I've switched over to my Kindle now, so I can actually push buttons. All right,
okay.
So we will go to the next caller, area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917? One more time, area code 917. Are you there? Okay. I don't know if there's
maybe
a conflict
not.
Between this machine and this machine. Sometimes they just make things confusing for me. Okay, so I'm going to turn off this machine, which is not responding. Okay. Now, area code 917, are you there? All right. Then we will go to the next caller. Area code 803, are you there?
Hey, Barbara.
Kevin.
Hey, what's happening?
We're having a wonderful day, and technology is just not cooperating, but that's okay.
Yeah. Man, tell me about technology not cooperating. I'm on my way to Dallas, Texas, and I missed my flight this morning, as usual. I usually always miss my flight for any airplane that I get on. I don't think I've ever made it on time. I mean, I make it on time, but the airplane is sitting in the on the runway, and they won't let me get on. Like, you got to be on 15 minutes before the plane leaves. But I'm here. But we don't care. You can't get on the plane. So I missed the flight. They wouldn't let me on, even though the plane was sitting there. And then they claim they wanted me to pay an extra $66 to get the next flight. And so I told them I don't have any more money. I wanted to get on this flight. Usually I could just walk in and they'll just put me on the next flight at no charge. But these characters, this airline wanted $66. And so I told them I don't have it, and I walked away. And then I came back, and all of a sudden they had a change of heart. The same girl called somebody, went in the computer, printed the tickets, and, you know, no money, no charge. Like, what happened? I think I left, had some wine, and then went back. So maybe that was the difference. I wasn't as stressed out when I went back to her, you know, and asked her, can you just run this credit card that I know there's no money on? And maybe I can get a flight. It might go through or something by magic. So sometimes that happens. You know, with credit cards, they sort of like, oh, your balance is $2, but we'll take the $66. We'll let it go through this time. So I figure, what do I got to lose, you know? But she didn't even charge me.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes, because I don't have $66 at this moment. I'll have it on Monday. Come on, what is going on? $66? I got to get to Dallas, of all places, for an event.
So, didn't you say you were driving?
No, I'm not driving to Dallas. I'm at the airport. I missed the flight.
Oh, you're at the airport. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I had to drive 2.5 hours to the airport to get this low rate.
What airport did you have to drive to?
Myrtle Beach Airport.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty. I've never been to Myrtle Beach Airport, never flown out of this airport before.
Well, so, that's interesting.
Yes, very interesting, because I was like, I can't even leave the airport because it costs $12 to leave the parking lot. It's like, I don't have $12. I can't even leave the damn airport to try and make the money or something. Like, what the fuck? And then I can't even leave the airport. I'm like a prisoner here, you know, so. Something has got to happen. You know, they got to waive the fee, or somebody's got to drop a $100 bill on the floor or something. Because I called all my friends. Can you go to my bank account and deposit $66 so I can get on this damn plane? You know, they all had excuses. They're all broke. They're all this. They're busy. They're at their job. Blah blah blah. Like, man, let me just go back to this damn line and use this bogus credit card and see if it'll work. So they didn't even need it. Like, wow. I love the power of Barbara on Fridays. And Elizabeth too. Because I got the email, right? I opened the email like, oh, I love hearing Elizabeth laugh. I'm like, she's a special guest today. That should help me. That should be like, yeah, California, you know. Like, all right. But I don't know what happened the other day, Barbara. That was.
I don't know either.
That was weird. I had a lot going on at my house that day. A lot of drama and stuff. And it was just way later than the anticipated time when I called you back.
Well, that's okay. You're here now. So
yes.
Is there a particular question, or you just want to know what the angels are saying to you? Actually,
yes.
they're saying that we always take care of you. You know that.
Yes, I know that. I want to know what they're saying, because my house is becoming a reality TV show. What the hell is going on here? I walk in the room, some guy's burning a towel in the backyard. Like, what is this? Yes. Like, okay. Don't explain. I don't want to know. He's got a bonfire and he's burning a towel from a girl. A girl gave him this towel, has her name on it. He burned it up with his girlfriend. Like, why? Why are you burning a towel?
Oh, he was cutting the ties with the past. Okay.
Yes, with the past, more than likely, with that girl. Yes. So,
yeah.
I'm like, okay. So.
All right, well, let's see what kind of messages we're getting for you.
Yes.
So, Elizabeth, what are you hearing for heaven?
In my life,
I'm hearing laughter.
It's pretty hilarious that the stuff that's happening at my house with these people and their little personalities. I'm like, oh my God. Oh shit. What, why are you telling me this, you know? Okay, so what did I say?
Okay. Hi Kevin, this is Elizabeth.
Hey Elizabeth.
Hey. It's like you got so much chaos around you.
Yeah.
You know. That, I mean, that's what I'm feeling. If they're showing me, it's like, you know, that character Pigpen, you know, no offense, but it's like this chaos, this cloud of crazy.
You just hit the head on the nail as far as the Pigpen. The house is turning into a Pigpen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So the angels are kind of saying, you know, they're wondering, is that what you want, you know, or are you looking for a little more order? Are you, you know, because you're, I mean, I don't know. There, it's like there's so much going on. It's almost hard to see through the cloud of it. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying, you know, all the cool people that live with me because they pay me money, which I need, you know, to maintain my expenses. So I don't have a problem with that. It's just that the pig pen part, you know, I'm not used to coming home to four to 7 days worth of dishes, you know, in a sink. Come on, you know, why won't these people wash their dishes? And so I just said, fine, we don't need any dishes. I'm going to take every dish out the house, and that way you don't have to wash them. Find your own dishes. You know, go buy plastic silverware and plastic bowls and whatever. Throw away disposable dishes because you guys won't wash the dishes, so you don't need them. You know, because that's the only thing that seems to work. If there's no dishes to wash, then there won't be an excuse to wash them, not to wash them, so... I resolved that problem. Yeah.
Okay.
People are like,
okay.
This guy crazy. They open the cabinets, they're all empty. There's not one dish left. There's not one fork left. There's not one spoon left. Knife, nothing. Like, huh. I gave you a chance. I gave you 2 weeks to wash the dishes. Come on. What do I have to do? I mean, you don't. I ask you to wash dishes. They don't want to wash them. They want to use them, but. Washing is like, nah, we'll just let them pile up in the sink for another 6 weeks, you know, until by osmosis maybe they'll get cleaned or something. I have no idea what the deal is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. God, Kevin.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
The angels are saying that basically you can decide what you want. You know, they're saying
decided,
you can have roommates who are, you know, obviously they think you're their mom or dad and are going to take care of things.
Of
you
them,
know,
some of them do, yeah, because they're only
or
18.
You can. Okay, so the other thing is, you know. You could decide that maybe you want to get other roommates who are a little more responsible.
No, I don't want other roommates because these people pay.
Well,
they pay.
Sure.
I mean, you know, people may not pay. They'll give excuses. They'll him and haw. You know, these roommates come from families that are very well off, and so money is usually not a problem for the majority of people. They have jobs, and, you know, it's like, yeah, the rent's due on the first comes, and I can get the rent before the first, which is even better with many of the roommates. So I'm very, very pleased. Like last night, I asked one of the roommates, hey, I'll cut you a deal. Give me the rent today and I'll knock $100 off. You know, within an hour he had the rent. So I was like, yeah, now this is how it's supposed to be, you know.
Right.
You know,
right.
Not any, you know, oh, I can't do it, I don't have the money, you know. I really don't want to hear that. You know, you want to save money, you know, come up with the the rent and I'll take $100 off.
Right.
So it's very, very,
I guess it sounds like it's working for you then. Yeah.
It is. It is. It's working. It's just there's been a little bit of drama recently, I think because of the full moon, that all these strange things started happening that just, I mean, it had been pretty quiet, and then all of a sudden, just everybody started revealing themselves of who they really were. It's like, what? Do I really need to know that? I was shocked, you know, with some of the things that were happening with some of the people's lives, and it just caught me off guard because I didn't expect them to tell me this and that, and every other thing. So, it's quite interesting to live with total strangers.
I bet.
You get to know them over time, and you know, it's like, oh wow. In fact, I just found out, like, last night that one of the guys that lived with me, his dad is a bankruptcy attorney who handled my bankruptcy case. It was like, wow, it's a small world, man. Like, I would have never guessed, you know, that his dad is this high-profile attorney in my town. You know, I was like, wow, man, that is so interesting. Like, I know your dad. he saved my house, man. I owe him everything. Had that not been for him filing paperwork at the last minute, I'd be in the street right now, you know. So pretty. That is like, you know, what are the odds of that happening?
Yeah.
Like,
well, so yeah. I'm just getting the angels are just, they're just kind of laughing and shaking their pom poms and sharing, putting sparkles on you. But that's all I'm getting for right now. So maybe Barbara Grace, maybe you have more.
Yes, Barbara.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that the chaos around you is a reflection of the chaos within you.
Oh,
that you have all of this chaos in yourself and in your beliefs about your life. You still have some of those beliefs that say that other people can have money. I can attract people into my life that have money because you don't seem to have any problems with meeting people who have money. You've met people who have lots and lots of money.
The only
problem is that you are not willing to allow yourself to have money.
Barbara, I am willing to allow myself to have money.
No, there is a part of you that is not willing to allow you to have money.
Yeah.
You have something
that
you believe about you that says that you do not deserve success. You do not deserve money. You do not deserve wealth.
Yeah.
It's not something you are allowing yourself to have.
Barbara, we've done this before. I've allowed you. I've had money before. You made me have money in the past. I had tons of money. I mean, so I know it's possible. It happened before when I worked with you. The money was going bananas 3 years ago.
But you've changed your beliefs and you've shut down that flow of money.
Flow, right.
What happened that made you change your belief in money? And I get that it has something to do with your ex-wife. I don't know if you thought you needed to not have money so that you wouldn't have to give it to her or what it was, but something changed.
I have to give it to her. I mean, I don't know what changed. Well, I know it changed. The people who used to have test strips all of a sudden went in the witness protection program. Disappeared. Like, what the hell happened to XYZ person who was, you know, funding me thousands of dollars, and they all of a sudden vanished from the planet.
Well, that happened, though, because of your belief, because you believe that you didn't deserve that. Tell me why you don't deserve money. Don't tell me that you do deserve it. Tell me why you don't. Whatever pops into your mind, just spew it out.
I deserve it. I mean, I work hard. I stay up night and day. I mean, I help out poor people. I mean, I can't. You know, I don't know what it is. The block that says I don't deserve it, because I do deserve it.
There's a part of you that says you don't.
I know. I don't know. Again, it must be subconscious or something deep, because it's like I deserved it before. Why don't I deserve it now? I'm like, what happened? I'm like, oh, man.
You still have these beliefs and they're not telling me exactly what the beliefs are actually saying that money is not yours. You are not allowed to have money. Money is not your friend.
What? Yeah, I know. I don't have any money right this second.
That's the reason why. You are actually repelling money from your life.
Oh, Barbara, how could that be?
I don't know exactly why you're doing it and what's behind it. But that's what they're telling me. That there is a part of you that says you don't deserve money.
Barbara, well, please get rid of that part. Whatever part is saying I don't deserve it, it needs to go bye-bye, you know, because I do deserve it. I want to help people. You know, I want to end homelessness. I want to, you know, do cool things with money that change people's lives. I can't do that if I don't have any. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like every day I'm missing the lottery number by one digit. It's like, what is going on? One digit. It's like, come on. It makes no sense. Every day, it's one digit off. Like, this can't be happening.
So, are you meditating?
I've been so busy, I haven't gotten into it the way I want to.
Yeah, because I was hearing a big no as soon as I asked you
that. Yeah, I haven't been into my practice of chanting like I usually do, because these people are running me ragged, and I've had to let go of some people that just are draining me, you know, like I can't deal with them and their craziness, and so I need to just cut them off.
You need to start doing things that are going to bring you more of the peace and calmness in yourself. So then that is what you will have in your life. Because right now, it's like you're not allowing yourself to be a priority in your own life.
Right.
You're making all of the things that you want to do and all of the people that you want to help and all of this other stuff is the priority. And
yeah.
It's not you. You need to make yourself a priority in your life and show yourself that you actually love you. Because yourself doesn't feel love.
Right. Well, that's why I'm prioritizing by doing something for myself, which is going to this event in Dallas, Texas, you know, for me to have fun with my friends and party and learn new things. And, you know, I've never been to Dallas, Texas, other than the airport. And so I'm doing this, you know, so that I can do something to get away and, you know, have fun and et cetera, et cetera.
But you also need to prioritize, like, the meditating. You need to spend at least 30 minutes every day doing that. doing that for you. That's your connecting with your guidance and getting the messages that they are giving you and understanding what you need to understand and making the changes in your life. So that's why they're saying that you need to make you your priority.
Correct. And that's where the priority of making money and priority of which I, you know, it's like I'm doing this only because I have to make money. I really don't want to stay up till 3, 4, 5 in the morning driving around picking up drunk people for Uber. That's really not my calling. It's fun, it's cool, but you know, I don't want to do this for the next 7 years. You know, it's just not. It's not even making me enough money, other than if I do it 4 days in a row, literally 24/7. You know, then it's worth it, but other than that, no.
Well, that's why you have to really look at what you are doing and decide what is actually working for you. Because if you're doing things that are not working, then you're pretty much wasting your time. And you're saying that you don't value yourself enough to actually honor your own needs. And it's when you are in that energy of allowing you to love you, to do what is right for you, that you actually open up more to all of the good things that can come to you, including money.
Yeah.
So start meditating again. Start spending 30 minutes a day doing that. Make that a priority. You know, first thing in the morning when you get up, do that. Yeah. Do that for you. As your act of love for you, and you will find that things begin to change.
Flow,
and that includes things with money, because right now you're just you can't see what I'm doing with my hands, but it's showing exactly what you are.
I'm sure it is. Because I mean, the other day, you know, I had planned to go to the casino because there was a drawing they were giving away. $25,000, $10,000, $5,000. And I actually missed the drawing because I was running late, running around, doing this and that, and it missed the drawing. You know, like, oh, man, I can't even show up for a drawing when they're giving away all this money. God damn it. I can't even make it. But I went to the casino anyway and, you know, won $200 playing blackjack. And but it's like, my intention was to go and enter the drawing, you know, but I couldn't get there on time for that. So it's like I planned this out, yet when it came time to going there, never made it on time.
Yeah, and that has to do with you not loving yourself, not giving yourself the love and respect that you deserve. Once you start changing that, then you will find that you will be able to get to where you need to get and get there on time. You will find that you will be able to do the things that you need to do, and it will flow instead of being a struggle. That struggle is there because of the lack of love, because you are not treating yourself with love.
Right.
And they want you to start treating yourself with love. They say it'll change everything. So make
that
dedication
that?
Starting today.
Treat myself with love. I mean, what is that?
Yes, taking
entail?
The time to meditate, taking the time to meditate, giving yourself at least 30 minutes a day, that you time, that you go within, that you, you know, reconnect with your guidance, that you gain a deeper understanding of you. It means doing the things in your life with you being the priority. So it's things like, you know, taking 5 minutes a day, getting a mirror, standing in front of the mirror, looking into your own eyes and saying, I love you. And doing that for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's nothing complicated. It's just a matter of recognizing yourself.
Time, yeah. Correct. Yes.
Yeah, right now you are not recognizing yourself. The least important person in your life right now is you. Everything else is more important.
Yeah.
They want you to stop making everything else more important and allow yourself to be your priority.
Oh, okay. Well, I did prioritize making myself the priority by joining a fitness club, you know, Planet Fitness, because I want to get my health in order, and so I signed up for Planet Fitness to get healthy, you know, get in shape and, you know, whatnot.
And that's wonderful, but it only works if you actually go.
Yes, yeah. Last time I went was Monday, so today's Friday.
You did this in order to show yourself that you were important, but then you didn't follow through. You haven't done it every day to show that you really, truly believe that you are important. It's not a matter of what you say. It's a matter of what you do.
Do, correct, yeah.
It's not your words. It's your actions.
Action.
So set aside the time to meditate every day. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself you love you every day. Go and work out every day. Do these things because you love you.
Yeah.
And you will find the things start to flow in your life.
I also love the people at the gym with the tight.
It's not about them. It's not about them. Do not make them the priority. It is not about them. It is about you. It is not about them.
It's not about them? Okay.
No, it's not. It's about you. You are doing these things for you.
Yeah, I go to the gym, and for me, I lay in the massage bed, hydro massage bed, for hours. I sit in the massage chair for me. It's like, oh, this is so good. This massage chair, this because it's only you can only one person can be in there at a time. And so I do it for me, the massage bed and the massage chair. Like, and then they have a 30-minute class for me, you know. So, yeah, those are things, I guess, focusing on myself.
Yes.
Because they make me feel good, especially the massage bed, hydro massage bed. It's incredible. I've never experienced anything like it in my life.
Well, so you need to make sure that you are doing the things that fill you with love and joy, because that is what's actually important.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So now you've got your instructions, you followed through, and you see what a difference it makes. Because what you're doing now is making your energy totally and completely insane. Now, if you want to be insane, then congratulations, you're almost there. If you don't want to be, you need to stop it.
No, I do not want to be insane. No,
okay, then. You've got your instructions.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you go to the next caller or end the call or what have you.
Okay. And enjoy your trip. And remember that in Dallas, it is hot.
Oh, it's hot.
You're going to Texas. It is summer. It is hot.
Well,
it's not South Carolina hot. It's different.
It's
no,
oh,
it's different hot. Trust me. It's hotter here.
I'm going to be inside the majority of the time anyway. I may not even leave the hotel, basically.
Okay. Then you'll be fine.
All right.
Well, have fun.
I will. You know me. I'm going to have
fun. Yes, I do. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And Elizabeth, thank you.
Bon voyage.
Okay.
Okay. Now we have a question from the chat room from Joy, Fun, Happiness. And the question is, hi, ladies. I have a question. I want to move as soon as possible. I would like to know how I can speed this, or do you see this happening soon? And then Joy says, I don't have the finances to move. Do you see that changing?
Okay. Hi, this is Elizabeth. And so it must be one of those days about creating your space, creating your joy and your fun and your passion in your current space, in your current, in yourself, because that's what they're showing me again. They're shaking their pom-poms and they're shaking a bunch of sparkles and they're saying, so they're, it's kind of like they're giving a little combination of information and help that was with kind of, it's almost like this group energy here, because it's about being really present where you're at, not going too fast to try to speed things up, because your first part of your question was, how can I make this happen really fast? But then it was like, oh, but I don't really have the money yet. So it's really then also about being very present in your joy moment and taking your life as it is now. Now, I don't have a clue why you want to move or anything like that. But what they're saying is that the more you generate that joy and love and gratitude for what you have exactly this moment, for who you are exactly this moment, that the more you generate that, it's like you're starting out and you wad up a little, you know, a few pieces of newspaper, and then you put a couple little twigs on, and then you put a little bigger piece of wood on, and then you light your that fire and you get it going. And it takes a little bit to get it going, but that's what you're doing as you are grateful. And they're suggesting even, and they don't know if you've done this before, but making a gratitude list of what you have now. And, you know, it can be as simple as I have a place to live. It could be as simple as I have some great friends. I have food to eat. You know, it can, and really, you know, think about it. My catchphrase is I'm wallowing in gratitude. And the more I wallow in gratitude, the more grateful I am. And the more it seems comes to me, although it's not really that exactly. What I've noticed over the years is that I don't even feel like I need more to come to me, but things do come to me and things flow. And the more I'm wallowing in my gratitude, the more grateful and happy I feel. So this is there's a couple pieces here. Be in your present moment, wallow around in that joy and gratitude, and really start building that big bonfire of joy and love. And but as you're in your moment, really sit there a little bit with it. And it's kind of going back to that first caller of sit in your chair and really enjoy it. You know, read a book. Take some moments to enjoy your life exactly right now. And then this next step will come to you. Keep your eyes open. You know, ask the angels again for neon, if you need some neon signs to where your next step is. So being present, finding your joy, being in your gratitude, they're saying that all of this will contribute to your next steps, and that it's really kind of in your hands to create your happiness and your joy and really just wallow around in it. And it can be anything. It can be anything from sitting down and coloring a picture to watching a funny movie to eating a bowl of ice cream, eating a bowl of steamed broccoli, you know, whatever it is for you, having, you know, coffee with a friend, whatever it is for you, find your joy and be in that joy and be grateful for what you have. So, and that the, you know, it'll unfold for you. Barbara Grace.
Okay. Apparently this is what we're supposed to talk to everybody about today.
I know, kidding. I know.
It's consistent, isn't it? The theme for today is to be in your joy, to live your life in a way that feels right to you, to your heart. And I'm not talking about, you know, the things that we do to feel good. Some people, you know, use alcohol or sex or gambling or whatever in order to feel good. That's not the kind of feel good that I'm talking about. I'm talking about what really resonates with your own heart, your soul, what truly brings you that connection with the spark of the creator that is within you.
when you are in that energy, it is amazing, it is expansive, it is loving, it is opening. And from that energy, everything that you desire is brought to you. Most people are not in that energy. They are in the ego energy that says, well, how am I going to do this? What is it that I need to do? How? And so often you have absolutely no need to worry about how. Because when you are in the energy of love and acceptance, God takes care of the how. And you don't have to be worried about it. So I'm getting that for you, they want you to, kind of like I told Kevin, to make sure that you are doing things to show yourself that you love you. And I'm not talking about complicated or expensive things or anything like that. It can be as simple as taking the time to meditate. And if you're just not a meditator, I understand that because it puts me to sleep, so I don't do it. But I do other things that allow me to connect with my guidance, to have the conversations with them, to open up to loving me. Some people do it when they're gardening, and that allows them to have that connection. So if there's something that you need to do to keep yourself busy, you know, to give your hand something to do while you're connecting with your guidance, that's fine. That's whatever's right for you. But it's about you. It's about what you are creating. It's not about what's going on in the world. It's not about what's going on in your family. It's not about anybody except you. The most important person in your life is you. And the only one you are responsible for is you. And I understand if there are other people that you want to help, that you want to share with, that's fine, that's wonderful, but that's not required. The only one you are responsible for is you. And so when you are doing the things that allow you to open up to the love which is within you, it's not something that you ever have to look outside of yourself for. You have the Creator within you. When you open up to that love, to living in that love, to allowing that love to shine forth from you, that's when you are in the flow. That's when miracles happen in your life. That's when you are moving along your path in the way that is for your highest good. So it's not out there. It's in you. All of the answers that you ever look for are in you. Everything that you've ever desired is in you. Connect. Connect with the Creator within you. And it will change your life. So that's what they wanted me to share with you, Joy, and that's pretty much what Elizabeth shared with you, so you've heard it twice now. It's just amazing to me how everything always works.
I love it.
Yeah, it is. Okay, we've dealt with all of our callers and our chat room stuff. We have 90 seconds, well, a little less than that now. So, Elizabeth, tell people where they can connect with you.
Okay. So right at this moment in time, you can find me on Facebook, and it's Elizabeth Mataji, MataJi, Sadhu, SADHU. Probably if you typed
Elizabeth
in Sadhu and search. Can you still hear me?
Elizabeth.
Barbara? Oh, crumb. Did it go away again?
Okay, Elizabeth, Grace? I can't hear you. So apparently your phone is doing whatever it was doing before. This
Jeez.
Is just too funny. Ah, you're back. Okay.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. Oh, how funny. Isn't it? Who knows? Anyway, you can find me on Facebook. That's my kind of my main place at this point. Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, Sadhu, S-A-D-H-U. If you type in Sadhu into the search, all at some point there, I'll pop up. I know there's other Sadhus out there now. So anyway, love to connect with you, or, you know, go to Barbara Grace's Facebook page, and I'm one of her friends, so that's an easy way to find me too. And it would be fun to connect with you, and always a joy to be with you, Ms. Amazing Barbara Grace Reynolds.
And with you. So thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being on the show today. It has been fun and interesting and kind of weird and wacky, but that's okay.
I'm glad you said that.
Oh.
I know. It was great. I'm still laughing at the soul. That was really funny. S-O-L-E.
Yes,
that was
funny.
Well. Anyway, yeah. Fabulous to be with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you are welcome, and hopefully we'll do this again next month on the 3rd.
Fourth.
This is the 4th. Okay, on the 4th Friday.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay,
thanks,
honey. Love you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. I love you, too.
Thanks,
and
everyone.
Thank you to everyone
okay,
who called
care.
In. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I will be back on Tuesday. Until then, I hope everyone has a wonderful, love-filled weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.